Thank you.
You bet. And again, we've been visiting with Rebel coach TJ Schmidtke here on our pregame. We will be getting closer to kickoff here after we take this quick break. It's a fact. The area's complete meat processing center is the Country Butcher Shop. Whether it's beef, pork, or any other type of meat processing, they do it right at the Country Butcher Shop. Your order's cut and wrapped to your specifications. Call 525-1852 when you need your beef or pork processed. That's the Country Butcher Shop, located in Easton.
Hey, it's Ryan from Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Be prepared for the next power outage with the Generac Home Standby Generator. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. And now, for a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac Home Standby Generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Terms and conditions apply. Get your Generac Home Standby Generator from Ron's. We sell, install, and maintain Generac generators of all sizes.
Call Ron's at 507-553-5848 or visit our website at ronsphe.com. Generac, it's a power move.
Tolesman Construction of Wells wants to take a moment to congratulate the United South Central Rebels football team on another great season. Your hard work and dedication on the field shows. We ask everyone to come out and support our youth in their activities. Good luck, USC Rebels, from Tolesman Construction of Wells.
This is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You can count on superior performance when you plant DeKalb. This is Darren from Johnson Seeds. DeKalb 101-33, 102-13, 105-33, and 106-98 are great corn-on-corn choices, offering excellent disease packages and superior performance. Let us help maximize your yield potential by planting DeKalb corn. Contact Scott, Darren, or Kyle at Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW, wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. The Wells VFW is a great place to join your friends for food, beverages, games, and fun. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook, and we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Join us the first Sunday of the month for our omelet breakfast, October through May. We can host your next reception, gathering, or reunion. The VFW in Wells, proud to support the USC Rebels.
Want to bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
All right, well, let's take a look at the starting lineups here. And we'll do the defensive starters here for the Cleveland Clippers. Number one, defensive back, Carson Lyons, a sophomore. Number two, senior, Brennan Cordham, a defensive back. Number three, junior linebacker, Caleb Posine. Number seven, Kale Kelly, a defensive back, a senior. And number nine, a sophomore defensive end, Tanner Simonette. Number 10, linebacker sophomore Braden Smith. Number 72, defensive end junior Mason Kluntz. And number 69, senior guard, or senior defensive tackle, is Nick Simonette. And a defensive tackle, junior number 50, Max Esser. Number 68, freshman defensive tackle, Carson Rigg, and number 52, sophomore linebacker Jackson Schouler, is the defensive starters here for the Cleveland Clippers. And for the Rebels, so we have quarterback Colt Bullerman at number two, running back 33, Gavin Bird, number 22, Dylan Bonsack at running back, Byron Getchell, 35, at running back. Wide receivers, number 12, Caleb Whiteside, and Nathan Mutchler. On the line, it's Maddox Nevor, number 65. Number 76, Jacob Gunzenhauser, Jr. Number 52, Wyatt Houck, the junior, is the center. Cassens at the guard. 6'4", 300-pound junior, number 74, Jake Cassens. And at the tackle, Ezra Edwards, a 6'5", 310 junior here for the Rebels. So that is the offensive and defensive starters here for the ball game, as we have the winner of this one. We'll move on to play Friday night in New Prague. They'll take on the winner of Lester Prairie or GFW, and that game playing being played in Lester Prairie here on this afternoon as well. So here we go. As we get back to it here, as our kickoff is going to be brought to you by Stage One Sound, brings you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, a school dance, or a party, Stage One Sound is the one to call. For more info, go to stageonesound.com. And it will be the Cleveland Clippers kicking it off here first for the Clippers. Number two, Brennan Cordham, the kicker, back for USC to receive the kickoff. Let's see what we have back there. And it is caught, fielded there by 21. For the Rebels. And number 21, of course, Gavin Grunsky. So he gets pushed out of bounds at about the 30-yard line here. So the Rebels on their own 30 to start. So he took that for about a 15-yard return. As the Rebels again will start here on offense. So from their own 32, the Rebels, first and 10, the three-back set, Bullerman under center, and he will hand it off to Bonsack, I believe. Or Getchell, my bad. That's Getchell on the carry. And he gets a good chunk of yardage there at about 3 yards on that. So 3 yards on that carry from Getchell. Rebels back under center here once again. And the handoff. That one is stuffed by the Clippers defense there. And that was Bonsack on the carry there. And he gets stuffed for a loss. Doesn't get back to the line of scrimmage, or maybe just to the line of scrimmage. All right, lost one, actually. So now it'll bring up third and 8 on the Rebels 35. As the Rebels will run that ball. And here we go. Bullerman under center, and he will hand it off. The run, and that is going to be a first down for the Rebels. A nice 10-yard run there, 9 yards for Bonsack. So a first down brought to you by your Bagel Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bagel Feed Store on Highway 169 in Winnebago. Rebels right back to the line now. Bullerman gets the snap, hands it off, and that one is another good carry here by the Rebel running back. And that one is Getchell. And that's another Rebel first down brought to you by the Bagel Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bagel Feed Store on Highway 169, Winnebago. So a good 10-yard carry there for the Rebels on that one. Rebels now into Cleveland territory at the 44. Bullerman under center once again. We'll hand it off. And we'll get a flag on the play. And now the whistle, as it was Getchell with the ball, was the ball carrier. And we have a Cleveland player here, too, who is Gimpy. So the penalty on the Rebels will back them up on hold. Let's see, who was that Clipper that was gimping there? I think it was Esser, number 50. So the Rebels back up now. Bullerman coming out. So from the sidelines to the field. So a 10-yard penalty will push them back. And another run here. This is Getchell on the carry. And he's going to run for about 21 yards. So Getchell with a 21-yard carry there. The Rebels now at the 30. First down here, and another first down brought to you by the Bagel Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need, livestock supplements for any animal at the Bagel Feed Store on Highway 169 in Winnebago. On the Cleveland 34, here are the Rebels. Another handoff. And a gain of about 3 or 4 there by Gavin Bird, the ball carrier. And, yeah, gain of 3 there for Bird. So 2nd and 7 now. Ball's on the 31 of Cleveland as the Rebels driving here on their first possession. Here we go. Snap, and it's given to Bonsack now, and he will get stopped at the line for no gain. And Esser will come out of there. He's the one, again, that was limping around, and now he comes out for the Clippers. Rebels remain in the huddle here. 3rd and 7 to go. Ball on the 31 of Cleveland as the Rebels are driving here. And there's the swing pass there to number 22, Dylan Bonsack. The fake handoff, and then they throw it. And there's a quick gain of 6 on a pass. So 4th and 1 to go here now on the 25 of Cleveland. Here come the Rebels now on 4th and 1. And there's the handoff. And that one is going to Getchell, but there's a flag on the play. He got the first, but the flag. We'll see what that does here. And it's going to be a hold on the Rebels. It's going to back them up. And that will be now a 10-yard penalty. It'll be 4th and 11. So here we go now. Back on, back on the 32 here. So fourth and eight here for the Rebels. And they will drop back to pass as Bowler, and he throws, and the putt pass not caught there by the Rebel receiver, number 14. And that's Cade Wigren that they are on off the same page. All right, so the Rebels turn it over on downs here. And now Cleveland will take over. And again, Cleveland, Carson Lyons, a sophomore quarterback, in the shotgun formation here. In motion is Posehn. He drops back. They're throwing right away, and he does. And the catch is made by number two, Brenham Cordham. So they come out passing right away, and we get a gain. Let's see, about 4 yards, 4 yard pass. So that'll bring up second and six. Cleveland on their own 37 now, with 6:10 to go. And another swing pass, and that one is going to be incomplete, intended for Cale Kelly. That'll bring up now third and five for Cleveland. So two passes here now. So here we go. From their own 37, we have Cleveland. And again in the shotgun, the handoff there to number three, Posehn. And the Rebels will stuff that. No gain at all by Posehn. And that'll bring up fourth down. So fourth and five. And the Clippers are going to go for it here on their own 37. I don't know. They're dropping back to punt. And here is that punt, and it is a short punt, and it's going to bounce, and it'll bounce out of bounds, but it gets a favorable bounce for Cleveland. As it drops down there to the 14-yard line. So at the 14, they'll start here. First and 10, the Rebels on their second possession. As the Rebels, two penalties really hurt them there. All right, well, first and 10 on their own 14. 5:04 remaining here in this first quarter. And there's the snap, the handoff to Bonsack, or excuse me, Getchell. So Getchell carries that one here on the second possession, with a 2 yard gain there. Posehn gets the tackle. The linebacker for Cleveland. Second and eight, the Rebels on their own 16 down. And the handoff is to Bonsack, and he's not going to get much, if anything, on that carry. Stopped again there by Pulsine, and a no gain there. They're going to give him a loss of two, actually, on that. So, it's back to third and 10 on the 15 here for the Rebels. With 3:55 to go here in this first quarter. So here we go. Rebels line up. Bullerman under center. And he will give it off to Bonsack. And Bonsack will get gang tackle there and stopped. Again for a very, very little gain there. So it'll stay four and they gave him a yard. So he got a yard out of that. Now the Rebels bring out the punt team here on their own 16 with 4th and 9. And here is the punt by Bullerman. And that's going to roll to about the 46-yard line. So the Clippers will start in the Rebel territory right away here on the 46 at 4th, 1st, and 10. 2:52 to go here in this first quarter. We are scoreless. 0-0. First drive of the ball game for the Rebels. They moved it down to about the 15. And then some penalties knocked them back and unable to do anything there. So it was a stalled drive, and we've got a delay of game called on Cleveland. So that pushes them back here 5 yards, and now they're back on there in their own territory at the 49. So 5-yard penalty. We'll push Cleveland back. And the Rebels get the stop. Rebels get the stop there. And we have a second and 11 to go. So we are back here, second and 11 on the 47. They drop back to pass here. And the throw is too high and tipped, and nobody was able to get to it. So an incomplete pass there. So here we go now with the third and 11 here. On the Rebel 47. And here we go. Snap. Taken there by Lyons. He'll chuck it up there. Turn your head. Oh, the catch is made. On a pass from Lyons on the 47, it'll get it down to about the 15 there. About the 14. So a big pass play there. For 35 yards. So here we go. Ball is on the 14-yard line for Cleveland now after that big gain. And the snap. The throw. And that one off the mark there to the running back, Caleb Posehn. That'll stop the clock with 1:49 to go here in the first quarter. As the Clippers driving here. inside the 20. And second and 10 here for Cleveland. Here's a snap in shotgun, and the throw, it is caught, and that one will be shy. They can still get a first down here, so that'll bring up third down, and be about third and three, so about another 7 yard pass there. So third and three on the 7 yard line here for Cleveland. As the Lions, again, the sophomore with Posey next to him here. Or right behind him, I should say. The fake handoff, they give it up to the sweep there to number 7, Quartum, who the Rebels stopped there. Bonsack was in on that one. Was not fooled at all and stopped him there. And now fourth down, and so they're going to say no. Gain, or they backed him up, actually, minus 5. So the Rebels D holding them tough here, rushing. So here we go, 4th and 8 on the 11-yard line. And they're going to attempt a field goal here with Caleb Posine, the kicker. See if it is a legit kick. Here it is, up, and a kick is good. And it is 3-0. Cleveland on a field goal by Posine. And we will be back with more in 30 seconds.
You can search the entire country looking for the spirit of America, but nowhere will you find it stronger than right here in the heartland. You can hear it in the voice of each farmer as they discuss the stewardship of the land they call home. State Line Cooperative takes pride in our business and the contributions we make to our communities. Our reputation for integrity and honest value has been earned through years of commitment and dedication from our employees and patrons. This is Kim Fay with State Line Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
And we're back here. And again, that field goal by Caleb Posine here. And it is time now. So 3-0 Cleveland. And we have a kickoff, and your kickoff, again, brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area, whether it's a wedding, school dance, or a party. Stage One Sound is the one to call. For more information, go to stageonesound.com. And that one returned. They're going to keep going up to the 30. There is Grunsky, I believe, number 21. On the return. So it'll be first down here to start for the Rebels. See the field goal distance there for Posine. It's like a 25-yarder, I think. And now the Rebels will take over here, trailing 3-0 on a field goal. You don't really see that a lot here in high school. But Posine put it through. Here's Bullerman under center. Hands it off there to the Rebel running back, Bonsack. Or is that Getchell? It was Getchell. And that's going to be, I only got a whistle here. Face mask on Cleveland, so there's another penalty. Yeah, that'll be a big one. That's 15 yards. And so it stays first and 10 here. Now the ball on the 46, so the Rebels on 46 here. Yeah, the Rebels come to the line. And that's going to be the end of the quarter. So after one quarter, it's Cleveland 3, USC nothing. More in 1 minute.
Do you have a septic system?
Does it need pumped?
Did you know that it's recommended to have your septic system serviced every 3 years to prevent breakdowns?
Our dad is just the man for the job.
Give Jason with A4 Septic a call today at 507-600-9222 for your free quote. The A4 Septic.
Where your number two is our number one.
It's time to get outside and get to work. Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center has what you need to keep you warm and dry. Protect your feet with Red Wings, Justin, Double H, Muck, or Dry Shot boots, and rubber footwear also available to protect your boots. Weaver's has a great selection of Carhartt clothing for men and kids. And now is a great time to do your holiday shopping while their inventory is good. Before you head outside and go to work, stop by Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center. Mark your calendars now for Ladies Night Out, Thursday, November 7th from 4 to 7 p.m.
And we are back here in Wells, where the Rebels trail by 3. We begin the second quarter here. Rebels have the ball. And it's on their own 46-yard line. As they come to the line there, Hauk, the center. Now Bullerman underneath the center. And they will hand the ball off. That one going to 33, Gavin Bird. And he'll rumble for a couple. And we're at the 49-yard line now, so a 3-yard gain there. So it'll be 2nd and 7 for the Rebels. Once again, 3-0. A 25-yard field goal by Posehn of Cleveland as the Clippers had a couple big pass plays to get him down there. There's the handoff to Bonsack, and he will get one or two here on that carry. So, yeah, he'll get about 3 there. So a 3-yard gain there. 3rd and 4 to go now. Here for the Rebels. On the Cleveland 48 now as they cross the 50 there. Now they give it up to Getchell. Getchell gets around the corner there. And he's very close. He's not going to get the first down. He's a couple yards short there. So actually just a gain of 2 there. And it's 4th and 2. Thought he was going to get around that corner and bust one there, but they did catch him. Cleveland defenders. Ten to go here in the second quarter. 3-0 Cleveland. USC with the ball. On 4th down, they're going for it here, and they'll give it to the running back. And is that going to be enough for a first? It is going to be close. And we're going to move the sticks, I believe, aren't we? We're going to come measure. All right, we're going to have a measurement to see if this is a first. So here they come. The sticks are on their way out. And the measurements. They got it just by the tip of the football there. That was close. So they needed 2, and they got 2.25. As the Rebels get the first down. That first down, again, brought to you by the Bago Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bago Feed Store on Highway 169, Winnebago. All right, Rebels 1st and 10 now on the 44 of Cleveland. There's a quick throw, and it is a completed pass to Mutchler, I believe. Yes, he'll make a catch there. And Mutchler with a catch there as they picked up 9 on that one. So a 9-yard pass from Bullerman to Mutchler. Second and one now for the Rebels. And there's the handoff. That one going to Getchell, and Getchell will get a Rebel first down. As the first down, again, brought to you by the Bagel Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal. The Bagel Feed Store on Highway 169 in Winnebago. So a three-yard run there by Getchell gets the first. And now we're first and 10 on the 31 of Cleveland. Here are the Rebels. So the Rebels, again, moving the football. Big help from a penalty right off the bat. Give him 15 yards on a face mask penalty. And here's the handoff. That one going to Bonsack, and he is going to get stopped there by number 10, Braden Smith. So Smith on the stop. And a no gain on that one. As Bullerman gets the instructions there from the sidelines from T.J. Schmidtke. And it'll be second and 12, so actually they will lose a couple there. So on their 33 now. Under center is Bullerman. Keeps it. He looks. The throw to Mutchler. Oh, he overthrew him. A little too deep. Mutchler can't get there. And an incomplete pass. And it'll bring up third and 12 on the 33. As the Rebels now get to play in. Isaiah Gonzalez comes in, and Bonsack comes out here for the Rebels. And here we go, third and 12 for the Rebels. And the handoff to Getchell, and he bowls his way down from the 33 here, now down to the 28. So he gets five there. And fourth and 7 here for the Rebels. On the Cleveland 28 here. Here we go, Bullerman under center with the three backs. And there's Getchell. He's going to throw to Bullerman. Oh, but it's tipped. As Braden Smith was all over that for Cleveland, and they gave it to Getchell. He was going to throw it back to Bullerman, but the ball knocked down by Braden Smith to stop him. And the Rebels' drive stops there, and now Cleveland takes over on their own 28. Three nothing, Cleveland leading here. 7:26 to play here in the second quarter. A 25-yard field goal by Posehn in the first quarter with 23 seconds left. Our only score here as Cleveland readies under center. And there's another throw deep, and it's a big pickup, a catch by Braden Smith. So a 30-yard pass there. And Bonsack gets the tackle. But again, a 30-yard gain there in through the air for Carson Lyons to Braden Smith, the tight end. And a first down brought to you by the Bagel Feed Store, Winnebago. Now there's a handoff. The Bagel Feed Store, pick up the feeds you need, livestock supplements for any animal at the Bagel Feed Store, Highway 169 in Winnebago. So a gain of 2 on a run for Cleveland there. As they are in Rebel territory here, second down and 8 here for Cleveland. Leads 3-0. And he drops. Oh, he'll hand it off. And he gives it to Posehn, who weaves his way through for a minimal gain. And we got a flag on the play, though, so. Yeah, we're backing them up with a hold there. And there's a 10-yard penalty for Cleveland. That's 30 yards in penalties here from the Clippers so far. The Rebels with 20 yards in penalties. All right, second and 18 on the 50 here for Cleveland. And the snap. He drops back to pass those Lions. He'll throw it short. And they tackled immediately. Was Braden Smith by the Rebels. Mutchler was there, and also it looked like who else was in on that tackle? 25, Isaiah Gonzalez, it looked like there, was in on it too. So now, third and 21. Here as they dropped, they actually lost three. There's another throw, and it's picked off! The Rebels pick it off and continuing to run. Number 22 for the Rebels, Dylan Bonsack with an interception. And he returns it down into the red zone as that turnover brought to you by Ertman Truck Repair. Whether you have one truck or a fleet of trucks, Ertman Truck Repairs on-site certified technicians provide a full service of your truck and trailer. Call Ertman Truck Repair Blue Earth at 507-236-9717. So a big turnover there. The Rebels defense coming through big with an INT. And now we got flags flying all over here. And so we're going to back Rebels up 5, one and first down and 15 at the Clipper 22 are the Rebels. See if they can land it off, and that one is given to, I believe that was Bonsack on the carry. Or is that, maybe that was Gonzalez. So four on that, so it's second and 11. Three nothing again. Cleveland with the lead here. We're at 4:48 and counting in the second quarter. Got Getchell, Gonzalez, and Bird back there. And there was the handoff to Gonzalez here again. And he's going to get a couple yards there on a gain of two. And we've got a Clipper down. So we'll be back with more in 30 seconds.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care in our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
And we are back here. Cleveland Clipper remains on the field down here as they are looking at a knee here, possibly, on the player, which I am not sure who it is that's down at this particular moment. So they're still attending to him. We will be back with more after this.
When you want the job done right, call Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric can handle farm, residential, commercial, and industrial projects. For 24-hour service, 7 days a week, call Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880. A power outage can be costly, so if you have an electrical emergency, call Schroeder Electric. Their experienced, qualified electricians are there for any job. Make your choice, Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous, or 1,700 gallons of UAN, or 5 tons of urea. What if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need, now on seed from Pivot Bio.
In Wells, Minnesota, contact Colin Wagner at 507-525-3159.
All right, third and nine here. It was Caleb Posehn, and he walked off under his own, off the field, but it took a while for him to get up. And that's Bonsack, number 22, not 25. And on gain of 6 on that one for Bonsack. So now 4th and 3 to go. They're on their 10, on the 10-yard line here of Cleveland are the Rebels. Fourth and 3 to go. The snap. It's kept. Here's Bullerman on the move, and he is going to get stopped. And he was looking to throw, and then kind of was scrambling around there, and the Cleveland defense holds steady, and will get the ball on the 10-yard line on their own 10. 3:23 to go. It's 3-0. Cleveland with the lead. And Cleveland now with the ball. A turnover on downs. So now, here we go with Cleveland on offense. Posehn, I'm looking to see if we see him. I think that's 7 back there. Kelly in the backfield now. Or is that 3? Anyway, in the shotgun is Lyons. And we've got some movement. Is it going to be offsides on the Rebels? Or a false start? It's going to be offsides on the Rebels. And now they'll get a 5-yard penalty there. And now Cleveland. 1st and 5 on the 14 of their own 14, I should say. There's the handoff, the toss there to number 7, and that is Cale Kelly. And Kelly. Crawford on the stop here for USC, and the Kelly carry for nothing there. Or did he get 3? Yeah, he got around the corner. He got 3. So 3-yard gain, actually, there for Kelly. Carson Lyons in the shotgun. And the snap. He dropped. Ooh, it's some big pressure there, and he got laid out by Mutchler. And he is shaking up his Lyons here. Mutchler had a beat on him. Nobody blocked him. And he just about had a big sack. But Lyons got rid of the ball just in time. Cordham runs the play in now. Third and 2. For the Clippers. And the snap. Dropping back. The throw. It is picked off. Picked off by the Rebels. And the interception there by Avery Crawford. So Crawford gets the interception. So now the Rebels get it in that turnover. Whether you have one truck or a fleet of trucks, Ertman Truck Repair has on-site certified technicians that provide full service for your truck and trailer. Call Ertman Truck Repair of Blue Earth at 507-236-9717. All right, first and 10 on the 15. The Rebels offensively now will hand it off to Getchell. And he will get 5 on that carry. So second and 5 now for the Rebels. On the 5-yard carry by Getchell. So the Rebels back under center. Here is Bullerman. And they give it off to Getchell again. And he will get close to a first down, I believe. Let's see. Did they get it? Yes, they did. Another 5-yard run. I'd give him 6 since he got the first. And it's first and 10 on the 4. So first and goal now on the 4. And that first down is brought to you by the Vago Feed Store, Winnebago, where you can pick up feeds you need, livestock supplements for any animal at the Vago Feed Store, Highway 169, Winnebago. Again, winner of this one will take on Lester Prairie or GFW on Friday night. Here's the snap and the handoff to Bonsack, and he gets a little bit there going forward. So on the 2, got 2 on that, did Bonsack. So just as I mentioned, he gets a couple. So now we are second and goal. And here we go. 106 to go here before halftime. Getchell is in. A 3-yard touchdown run by Getchell. And the Rebels are on the board. With 101 left in the first half here in the second quarter. And your touchdown brought to you by Jay Shop of Blue Earth. All of his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. That's Jay Shop, downtown Blue Earth. 2-point conversion attempt now for the Rebels. There's the snap, direct snap to Getchell. He rumbles in for the 2-point conversion is good. And it is 8-3. Rebels lead by 5 on the 2-point conversion. And with 101 left here in the second quarter, more in 30 seconds.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
And the kickoff now brought to you by Stage One Sound. We're bringing the ultimate in music and selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or a party, Stage One Sound is the one to call. For more information, go to stageonesound.com. So, kicking it off here will be Caleb Whiteside for the Rebels. 8-3 Rebels lead now. 101 left in this first half. As the Rebels put their first score in here of the game just moments ago. Whiteside ready. Here's the kick. And it's a squibber, and it takes a high bounce. And another bounce. It's grabbed there by number 7, Kelly. And Kelly is on the move now. He's almost to mid. Well, he's pushed out of bounds, probably at about the 40-yard line, it looks like. At the 38, it's about an 18-yard return from where he picked that up. So here we go. So a field goal in the first quarter and a touchdown and two-point conversion for the Rebels in the second. We're 8-3 Rebels lead. Cleveland with the ball, and he drops back to pass. There's the throw, and it is bobbled but then caught, and maybe like a one-yard gain on that pass play. So that'll bring up second and nine. On the catch there by Simonet, the sophomore tight end. Twenty-five seconds and counting here in the second quarter. Just about ready for halftime, where we'll have our Hodges halftime report. There's the pass and the pickup. So a 15-yard pass there to number seven, Cale Kelly, and he gets out of bounds. So now at the Rebel 46 here, Cleveland on the move. 16 seconds to go here in second quarter. And that first down, again, brought to you by. And now we drop back, and another throw. It's incomplete. But again, that first down brought to you by the Bagel Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal. Bagel Feed Store on Highway 169, Winnebago. So that brings up now second and 10 on the incomplete pass. 13 seconds to go here in the second quarter, and we have a timeout. We'll be back with more in 30 seconds.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
And we are back here again, 13 seconds to go in the second quarter. The Rebels lead 8-3 here over Cleveland. Cleveland has the ball on the Rebel 46. And whistle sound, wanting everyone to get back out on the field here. And here we go, Cleveland out, Rebels out here. Rebels forced two turnovers on Cleveland drives here with two picks, one by Bonsack, one by Crawford. And here we go, back to pass, and there's the throw. It is caught again by Kelly. And it is a first down as they will get, it's about a, let's see, 14-yard gain there. First down brought to you by the Bagel Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bagel Feed Store on Highway 169 in Winnebago. Now Kelly makes that catch and gets out of bounds. 8 seconds to go here in the second quarter. And here we go. The snap to the quarterback in the shotgun. Dropping back is Lyons. Here's a big throw. It's up for grabs, and it is caught down at the 11-yard line. And the time is expired. But a pass there of 21 yards. Are they going to give him one more play? Did they say he got a timeout? Yeah, they are. Everyone wants the clock at zeros with 8 seconds to go there. A 21-yard pass. So, here we go. So, well, they're going to get a play here. So, with zeros on the clock, it's going to be one play. As they said, the officials say they caught the timeout call. So, here we go. Now, a timeout. Rebels take a timeout here. We'll be back with more in 30 seconds.
For more than 100 years, Gold Eagle Cooperative has been grounded in North Central Iowa, one of the most productive agricultural regions in the world, built on the philosophy that we all prosper by helping each other. Their 20 locations offer updated facilities, modern technologies, and a wide range of products and services related to feed, agronomy, energy, and grain. They're proud to be involved in their communities, supporting local organizations and providing efficient service to farmers. Gold Eagle Cooperative is hiring a variety of positions. Please visit GoldEagleCoop.com to view openings and apply today.
And we are back here. 8-3 USC with the lead. We have no time left on the clock. First and 10 here for the Cleveland Clippers. One down, or one play here they'll get, as they did get the timeout called, according to the officials. Here's the throw to the end zone, and it is an incomplete pass, and that'll be halftime. Wrap the half, USC leading 8-3 over Cleveland, and we'll have our Hatches halftime report coming up in 3 minutes.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great. Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells. Right now, one in three drivers are cruising around in a state of skepticism about how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells can help you get to a better state. Because Mark will talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
The Fairfield County Sheriff's Department congratulates our area sports teams on another great season. Your hard work and dedication, not only on the court or on the field, along with in the classroom, will take you far into the future. The Fairfield County Sheriff's Department encourages our area residents to support our youth in all their activities. Good luck to area athletes in the tournaments from the Fairfield County Sheriff's Department.
This October, celebrate National Co-op Month with New Way K&H Cooperative. They're proud to operate by the principles that put people first. Member ownership, community focus, and shared success. As your partner in agronomy, precision ag, and energy, every decision they make is to benefit you and our local communities. From advanced agronomy and precision ag to reliable energy services, they're here to deliver solutions that strengthen our farms and our future together. At New Way K&H Cooperative, they're guided by cooperative values powered by local roots. Visit newwayknh.com to learn more.
It's a fact. The area's complete meat processing center is the Country Butcher Shop. Whether it's beef, pork, or any other type of meat processing, they do it right at the Country Butcher Shop. Your order's cut and wrapped to your specifications. Call 525-1852 when you need your beef or pork processed. That's the Country Butcher Shop, located in Easton. And we're back here as it is time now for our Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. We will have your first half numbers right after this from Hodges.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right place. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
And we are back here on the Hodges Halftime Report. The USC Rebels leading here by a score of 8-3. The Rebels leading here by 5 at halftime. The scoring, let's take a look at that. It was in the first quarter with 23 seconds to go in the first quarter, a field goal by Caleb Posehn. And it was a 25-yarder to make it 3-0. And for the Rebels, they got their 3-yard run by Byron Getchell. And with 1:01 left in the second quarter, and the 2-point conversion by Getchell was good. So that's 8-3 is where we have our score right now. Taking a look here at numbers, let's check Cleveland here first. They had 30 penalty yards. Rushing in the first half, nothing doing there. -1. Yards rushing in the first half. For the passing yards, though, they put up 128 through the air, but the Rebels have stopped them there with 2 interceptions. Bonsack got an interception, and then Crawford also got one here in the second quarter with 228 left to stop Cleveland there. So the defense for the Rebels, of course, coming through big here. The Rebels, well, on the ground, unofficially here, 92 yards rushing for the Rebels here in the first half, and they've thrown for 15 on 3 pass attempts by Colt Borman. So he's 2 of 3 for 15 yards here in the first half. But again, the Rebels lead here 8-3, and Water Village and Morristown is leading Maple River 14-0, too, another score that we're interested in the area, because that game, of course, you can hear that on 98.1 FM. If you wish, that's where that one is airing. But stick around. It looks like we're going to have a great second half here coming up. We'll have more here at halftime in just 3 minutes.
Hey, it's Ryan from Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Be prepared for the next power outage with the Generac Home Standby Generator. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. And now, for a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac Home Standby Generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Terms and conditions apply. Get your Generac Home Standby Generator from Ron's. We sell, install, and maintain Generac generators of all sizes.
Call Ron's at 507-553-5848 or visit our website at ronsphe.com. Generac, it's a power move.
Tolsman Construction of Wells wants to take a moment to congratulate the United South Central Rebels football team on another great season. Your hard work and dedication on the field shows. We ask everyone to come out and support our youth in their activities. Good luck, USC Rebels, from Tolsman Construction of Wells.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Corn growers depend on DeKalb for high-performing seeds that deliver. This is Scott from Johnson Seeds. Let us show you DeKalb's 101-35, 105-35, and 5626 and 5745 hybrids. They provide very good emergence and dry down, plus an excellent disease package. For more information on DeKalb's full lineup of products, call Scott, Darren, or Kyle at Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook, and we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Stop into the Wells VFW and enjoy the thrill of horse races on Mondays, two-for-ones on Wednesday, meat raffles, and drawings on Thursdays. Happy hour all day Fridays and Sundays. Great friends, great food, great times waiting for you at the Wells VFW.
It's the Minnesota Sports Prep Update for Friday, October 25th, sponsored by Franzen Bank and Trust. I'm Ryan Phelps.
Wildcats near the ball. Connick lays to the middle, and a save, rebound, and a goal!
The sounds of state soccer last night on NSPN.TV. Jeff Papis with the call. Pine Island's Umbrota Mazeppa with the upset win. The 5-seed took down number 4, Breck, 2-1 in the quarterfinals on what you just heard, the game-deciding goal. So they advance to the state semifinals next week. There were 8 games in all last night, 4 boys, 4 girls. The other 3 boys' games look like this. St. Cloud Cathedral defeated Duluth Marshall, also by a score of 2-1. And 2 5-0 games as Rochester Lourdes beat Fridley and Orono over Mankato East. Girls state quarterfinal soccer results from last night. It was Esko over St. Cloud Cathedral 1-0. Southwest Christian beat Pine Island's Umbrota Mazeppa 4-1. Mankato East over St. Cloud Tech 3-1. And Montemedi shuts out St. Francis 3-0. The state semifinals are up next at U.S. Bank Stadium. For the girls, they take to the pitch on Tuesday. Here's their lineup. Egan versus Wyzetta, Edina takes on Eastridge, Orono versus Holy Angels, Mankato East battles Montemedi, it's Esko versus Southwest Christian, and St. Charles takes on Providence Academy. The boys' semifinals are on Wednesday. Their matchups look like this. Egan versus Minneapolis Washburn, Andover versus Maple Grove, it's Orono taking on Holy Angels, Blake battles Totino Grace, Pine Island's Umbrota Mazeppa takes on St. Paul Academy, and Rochester Lourdes versus St. Cloud Cathedral. The state championships for boys and girls will take place next Friday, 1 week from today, November 1st, also at U.S. Bank Stadium. You can watch all of the state soccer action at NSPN.TV. The Class 6A football first-round games all take place today. 9-player through 5A section semifinals are tomorrow. We'll recap all of that for you on Monday's Prep Update.
Hey, this is Corey Coe from the Power 2 Morning Show. Congratulations to Ryan Phelps and the Minnesota Sports Prep Update on 5,000 episodes.
You're listening to Minnesota Sports Radio.
We may be your parents' bank, but we can also be your bank. At Franzen Bank and Trust, we offer a variety of financial solutions, including interest-earning checking accounts with easy online and mobile banking features. Add your Franzen debit card to your phone's mobile wallet and download the app to control your cash whenever you go. Visit franzenbank.com to get started. Franzen Bank and Trust, real people, real results. Member FDIC.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
You can search the entire country looking for the spirit of America, but nowhere will you find it stronger than right here in the heartland. You can hear it in the voice of each farmer as they discuss the stewardship of the land they call home. Stateline Cooperative takes pride in our business and the contributions we make to our communities. Our reputation for integrity and honest value has been earned through years of commitment and dedication from our employees and patrons. This is Kim Fay with Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Do you have a septic system?
Does it need pumps?
Did you know that it's recommended to have your septic system serviced every 3 years to prevent breakdowns?
Our dad is just the man for the job.
Give Jason with A4 Septic a call today at 507-600-9222 for your free quote. The A4 Septic.
Where your number two is our number one.
It's time to get outside and get to work. Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center has what you need to keep you warm and dry. Protect your feet with Red Wings, Justin, Double H, Muck, or Dry Shot boots, and rubber footwear also available to protect your boots. Weaver's has a great selection of Carhartt clothing for men and kids. And now is a great time to do your holiday shopping while their inventory is good. Before you head outside and go to work, stop by Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center. Mark your calendars now for Ladies Night Out, Thursday, November 7th from 4 to 7 p.m.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care in our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
All right, we are back here as we're just about ready to get things going here in the second half as the Rebels come out of the locker room, do a little stretching here at half to get loose here once again. And well, actually, they put some more time on the clock here, so another 3 minutes on the clock. But again, 8-3, the Rebels lead here by five at halftime. It was a three-yard run by Byron Getchell with a two-point conversion good by Byron to give the Rebels their 8 points at a field goal by Posehn here, the Caleb Posehn, who came out of the game in the second quarter injured, but he kicked a 25-yarder to give the Cleveland Clippers a 3-0 lead. Back in the first quarter, he got that one with 23 seconds left to go in the first quarter. But again, Getchell, a 3-yard run and a 2-point conversion. Goodbye, Getchell, for it to be 8-3. As I mentioned, the Rebels have run the ball quite well. First half, 92 yards unofficially, 15 yards passing, and for Cleveland, rushing minus 1 yards. And for passing, though, 128 in the first half, but two turnovers have hurt the Cleveland Clippers here, as well as Bonsack got a INT, and Crawford also getting an interception in the first half to stop Cleveland's drives there. So some big plays by the USC defense to turn them over, as the Rebels have not turned the ball over. So they've taken, they're winning that battle here as well, with no turnovers to two for Cleveland. And coming into the season, as you mentioned, as head coach for the Cleveland Clippers mentioned here, Eric Hermanson, that Lions had only thrown one interception all season, 19 touchdowns, one interception. Well, he's got two picks, two in this game, and has thrown no touchdowns here against the Rebels. Another game of interest we're watching, Lester Prairie and GFW. Lester Prairie is winning that one 24-0. And again, the winners will face each other on a Friday night, 7 o'clock kickoff in New Prague for the section championship here. And state tournament berth on the line. We'll be back with more in just 30 seconds.
When you want the job done right, call Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric can handle farm, residential, commercial, and industrial projects. For 24-hour service, 7 days a week, call Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880. A power outage can be costly, so if you have an electrical emergency, call Schroeder Electric. Their experienced, qualified electricians are there for any job. Make your choice, Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880.
And we are back here as it will be Cleveland kicking off to the Rebels. And our kickoff brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school, dance, or party, Stage One Sound is the one to call. For more info, go to stageonesound.com. Or is it the Rebels kicking off? No, I'm pretty sure that the Rebels kicked to start the game. Or they did not. The Rebels are kicking off here. Bad memory on my part. So it'll be the Rebels kicking off here with Caleb Whiteside waiting for the official to place the ball down on the kicking tee. And it will be Kelly back there to receive and the kickoff. And also Simonette. And that one's kicked out of bounds here by Whiteside. So they started off with a penalty there on a kickoff, but out of bounds. And they will, the ball rolled out at the 30, and they'll give them the ball at the 35. Or at the 36. So it must have went out at the 31. So at the 36, that's where Cleveland starts. And the shotgun is Carson Lyons. And we've got a false start off the bat here by Cleveland. That makes the Rebel fans happy. Excuse me. And that's going to back them up five. So another penalty there, 5 yards. And it's first and 15. Cleveland on their own 31. And the clock stopped at 11:58 here as we just got started here in the second half. And dropping back to pass. There's the throw, and it is caught by number 9, Simonette. And he will pick up a first, or no, he'll be short, actually. So, I don't know, 12-yard pass there. So, third and three to go. 12-yard pass to Simonette there from Lyons. In motion is Kelly, and now they try to hand the ball off, and there's nothing doing there. That's actually losing a yard or two. And he dropped him for about a 2-yard loss. And it'll be now, or a 1-yard loss, so that's minus 2 yards rushing here for Cleveland in this ballgame. Third and 4 on their own 42. Shotgun again. In motion is Kelly. And the snap. And the quarterback is going to keep it. And he is going to run for a first down. So the rush by the quarterback for 6 yards, and that first down brought to you by the Bago Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bago Feed Store at Highway 169 in Winnebago. The first down picked up there by Cleveland on a run, 6-yard run by the quarterback Lyons as he keeps it and goes. Lyons again in a shotgun. And here's the snap to Lyons. He's dropped back. He's looking. Pump fake now throws. And some good defense there by the Rebels. Pass is incomplete. As in on that for USC was Avery Crawford. I'll bring up 2nd and 10 now. On their own 47, here are the Clippers. 8-3 our score, Rebels lead. And here's the snap. to Lyons. There's the throw. And it's going to be a throw for no gain. So now third and 10. And Barnett makes the tackle for the Rebels. And again, 8-3, our score. Third and 10 now on the 47, on their own 47. Here's Cleveland. So here we go, Cleveland up to the line. In the shotgun formation is Carson Lyons, the sophomore quarterback who took over for his brother, was a senior at the beginning of the year. Here's the snap. There's the throw. And it is a catch. And it is a good 13-yard pass there to number two, Brennan Cordham, the senior. So the Rebels move, or excuse me, the Clippers move the ball now into Rebel territory. First and 10, and that first down brought to you by Bago Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bago Feed Store on Highway 169 in Winnebago. Lyons in the shotgun gives it up now to Posehn, the running back, who is back in to see some action here after coming out with an injury in the second quarter. And he does not get much there. Mutchler's there for the stop. And actually, nothing gained there. So it remains second and 10 now on the 40 of USC is Cleveland. Carson Lyons. And a shotgun. And here they drop back. Rebels, we got a flag. And running, and he's going to get some yardage. Here is Lyons. And he is going to run for a first down, possibly, but there is a flag. So let's see if this run is negated here by the flag, the penalty here. Did they pick up the flag? Evidently, there was no penalty. So the quarterback runs for 10 yards and a first down. First down's again brought to you by the Bago Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need, livestock supplements for any animal at the Bago Feed Store, 69 Winnebago. First and 10 on the 28 of USC. Cleveland moving the ball here on their first possession of the second half. The handoff there to Kelly. Not much doing there as the Rebels string him out and make him run sideways. And there's going to be not much of a gain, if any, on that one. And we've got holding, though, on the Clippers. So that'll back him up. Another 5 yards. Or the holding will back him up 10, my bad. So a 10-yard penalty on the holding, yes. So first and 20 to go. They're on the Rebel 39. And the snap to the quarterback Lyons. He'll throw it, and he'll get back to the original line of scrimmage there. Will Tanner Simonette. So Simonette gets a pickup of about 11 there. And the ball now moved down to the 31. Second and 10 now. On that 10-yard pass. So behind Lyons is Cale Kelly. And we throw the ball to this Cleveland. Cordham on the catch. He spins, and he's going to get in for a touchdown. A 31-yard touchdown pass for the Cleveland Clippers. And they take a one-point lead right now. Touchdown brought to you by Jay Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. That's Shop Downtown Blue Earth. And now we have a timeout. Cleveland will take the timeout. We'll be back with more in 30 seconds.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. What if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need, now on seed from Pivot Bio.
In Wells, Minnesota, contact Colin Wagner at 507-525-3159.
And we are back here as the timeout taken by Cleveland. They're going to, looks like, let's see, are they going to kick an extra point or go for two here? They were going to look like they were going to go for two. Now they're going to line up for the field goal here to go up by two, or try to go by two. And it is going to be opposing the kicker, and the extra point is good. So the PAT good, and it's now 10-8, Cleveland with a two-point lead. We're back with more in 1 minute.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
And our kickoff brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing the ultimate music selection, amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area, whether it's a wedding, school dance, or a party. Stage One Sound is the one to call. For more information, go to stageonesound.com. And the return out to about the 20 for a couple yards there was Grunsky on the return, but the defender number two there, Brennan Cordham, comes in and makes the stop very quickly. So the Rebels will start here on their own 22 with 8:05 here to go in the third quarter. The Clippers scored on a 21-yard touchdown pass, lines to Cordham. PAT was good. We're at 10-8, two-point lead here for Cleveland. And we've got a run here by the Rebels. As that's going to be Bonsack running for a couple there. And he'll get three on that one. So second and seven on the own 25 are the Rebels. 10-8 our score, Cleveland leading. 7:35 and counting in this third quarter. Rebels come to the line. And here's the handoff. And the run by Getchell. And let's see. And he gets 4 yards there. So now we are at third and three on their own 29 are the Rebels. .648 and counting. Third quarter. And here we go. Bullerman under center. And he will give it off to Gonzalez, I believe. No, that was, again, Byron Getchell, 35, not 25. And he gets the first. On a three-yard run, and it's first and 10 on the 34 now. First down, again, brought to you by the Bagel Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bagel Feed Store on Highway 169. What a Bagel. And here we go. First and 10 on their own 34, the Rebels. They'll hand it off, that one to Bonsack, as he goes left with the ball. And did he get anything? He got a couple there. He got two. Ends up with two. And it's second and 8 now on the third, on their own 36 are the Rebels. As Gavin Grunsky on the sidelines, he's came off a little hobbled there after that return. But got his helmet on. Looks like he'll be ready to go. There's the handoff, and another run for a game there by the Rebels. And we're going to get about 3 yards on that run. So third and 5 now for the Rebels as they're on their own 39. Looking to keep this drive going here on third down. At third and 5. .450 and counting here in this third quarter. And there's the give to, let's see who got the ball down there now. On the give, that was to Getchell once again, and he's going to come up short, getting 2 of the 5 they needed. So it's going to be 4th and 3 on their own 39. Rebels, what are they going to do here? It looks like they are going to well, Bullerman, of course, is the punter here, too. So just because they line up like they're going to go for it doesn't mean he won't drop back and punt it. So let's see where he lines up here. If he gets, yeah, he's going to get right under center here with the 3 backs behind him. And he's looking for that hard count, and now a timeout. So they're just going to try to draw him off sides and see if that would happen. And that did not work out for the Rebels there. They tried. And a timeout called on 4th and 3 to go on the 42. Back with more in 30 seconds.
For more than 100 years, Gold Eagle Cooperative has been grounded in North Central Iowa, one of the most productive agricultural regions in the world, built on the philosophy that we all prosper by helping each other. Their 20 locations offer updated facilities, modern technologies, and a wide range of products and services related to feed, agronomy, energy, and grain. They're proud to be involved in their community, supporting local organizations and providing efficient service to farmers. Gold Eagle Cooperative is hiring a variety of positions. Please visit goldeaglecoop.com to view openings and apply today.
And we are back here. 10-8 is our score. The Cleveland Clippers leading the USC Rebels here in Wells. Section 2A football playoffs. And the winner of this one will take on the winner of Lester Prairie and GFW. Lester Prairie last check had a 24-0 lead there over GFW. This one a little closer. Of course, Cleveland, they beat Lester Prairie earlier in the season, or was it the last game of the season? I can't recall. But they did defeat them. And now, 4th and 3, Rebels going for it. They give to Getchell, and he is going to be, oh, it's going to be close. It is going to be close. I think he's got it, I believe. Yes, the first down First down brought to you by the Bagel Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal. The Bagel Feed Store on Highway 169, Winnebago. So the Rebels move the ball now. They're on their own 45 at first and 10. And yes, they did beat Lester Prairie 22-20 to Cleveland in the final game of the season. So that was a close matchup there. Rebels, of course, did not face Lester Prairie. So here we go, Rebels on the move now as they convert on fourth down. Here's Getchell on the carry once again, and he is going to get group tackled here. Well, not even tackled. They can't bring him down, but they pushed him back to stop forward progress, and the whistles blow before he gets a couple there with a four-yard run before he was his progress was stopped. So they didn't bring him down, but it took three of those Cleveland Clippers to push him back and stop his forward progress. So with 2:50 here in this third quarter to go, second and six on their own 49. And they give to Getchell once again, and he gets about to the 50 here. That's probably where they're going to spot it, or the 40 other 49. So they give him two. And so we've got third and six. Or third and four, I should say. My bad. Yes, they cross the 50 and get into Cleveland territory now. So here we go. Rebels to the line. Bullerman under center. And he'll hand it off. That one to Bonsack, who gets in through in a burst. And he'll pick up a first down on a gain here down to the 39. So a good 10-yard run there. And that first down, again, brought to you by the Bagel Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bagel Feed Store on Highway 169 in Winnebago. 1:45 to go here in this third quarter as the Rebels, again, looking to control clock here with the ground and pound, but they're down by two here. It's 10-8 Cleveland. That one to Bonsack. Excuse me, no, it's not Bonsack. That's a Getchell with the carry. And he gets down to about 3-yard gain there. Does Getchell. So 1:10 and counting here, third quarter. 10-8 is our score. Cleveland with a 2-point lead here. So here are the Rebels. Cleveland 38, second and seven. And the handoff. And they push forward to the Rebels, close to another first down as that went to Bird that time. And they're about a yard away from the first down there. So a 6-yard gain by the Rebels on that one. And it's third and one on the Clipper 31. Time is ticking down here in this third quarter at 21 seconds and counting as it keeps continuing to tick down here. And the keeper, or was there a, did he lose the ball there, did Bullerman? I don't know. And now the clock will run out. Fourth and one, so he did keep it. He's going to try to get it himself. And that's the end of the third quarter. It's 10-8, Cleveland leading USC. Fourth quarter action in just 30 seconds.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
And we're back here again. We are going to begin the fourth quarter now. 10-8 our score, 12 minutes on the clock. The final quarter here of this ball game with the Rebels with the ball and trailing by two here to Cleveland. So Cleveland with a field goal, a touchdown, and an extra point. The Rebels, of course, with a touchdown and two-point conversion for them for their eight. Rebels on the Cleveland 31 now. It's fourth and one. So a big play right here to start the fourth quarter. Who will win the battle? Will be the Rebels and their big offensive line or Cleveland and their defense? Here we go. There's the handoff, and that one to Gonzalez. And he is in there for the first down. First down, again, brought to you by the Bagel Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any meal or for any animal at the Bagel Feed Store, Highway 169, Winnebago. So a four-yard run there by Gonzalez, and it's now first and 10 on the 27. First down, 11:40 and counting now as that clock continues to tick here in the fourth quarter. And the give. That one to 33, Bird. And what's Bird going to get here? He'll get a couple. Maybe three on that one. So second and seven now. Four. And let's see. Bonsack comes out. Gonzalez back in. There's the snap. The give to Getchell. And he'll rumble forward for some yardage there for sure on positive yards. And he gets about, let's see, does he get four on that? So we got five on that one. 5 yards on the carry there for Getchell. So third and two on the Cleveland 18 are the Rebels. And the snap. There's the handoff. And the defender, number 50 there, coming in for the stop is Esser. And that was Gonzalez on the carry. He did get 1 yard, but got grabbed there right away. And pulled down there by the feet and got him. So we're under 10 minutes now to play in this ball game. Rebels at fourth and one on the Cleveland 18. Down by two. It's 10-8 Cleveland. And here we go. The snap, the give to Getchell, and he will get that yard, won't he? Oh, boy. Let's see. Where they spot this one. He got it. And a first down brought to you by the Bagel Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you and seed you need and livestock supplements or any animal at the Bagel Feed Store on Highway 169 in Winnebago. First and 10 for the Rebels on the 16 now. And the handoff. That one is two. Dylan Bonsack, as he rolls forward. And let's see, what's he going to get for yards there? He's got five on that carry, so it is now second day and five here for the Rebels. Gonzalez comes in. Bonsack comes out. And now, here we go. Bullerman under center. There's a snap off to Byron Getchell. And Getchell will get Let's see, what did he get? Down to the, got a gain of four there. And they're down to the 11 are the Rebels now. Third and one. All right, clock will roll now. 8 minutes to go in this fourth quarter in the ball game. Rebels knocking here. Third and one on their slip seven of Cleveland. They give to Bird, and Bird, did he get it? I think they're going to measure. No, it's fourth down. Fourth and one now. So fourth and one on the seven. So here we go. Fourth and one now for the Rebels. On the seven of the Clippers, and the looks like a keeper there. And let's see, Bowerman falls forward, and it's a first down. First down brought to you by the Bagel Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bagel Feed Store on Highway 169 in Winnebago. So he got that yard, and now first and goal at the on the five-yard line. Here are the Rebels on the five-yard line knocking on the door. There's the handoff to Getchell. Getchell sees the end zone once again today on a five-yard TD run. So the Rebels take the lead with the touchdown. Another touchdown brought to you by Jay Shop of Blue Earth. While Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs, all makes and models, and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. That's Jay Shop of Blue Earth. Rebels going to go for two here as Getchell gets a five-yard run to go with his three-yard TD run on the first half. And the direct snap to Getchell. He's going to throw it, and it is good. Two-point conversion is good. Getchell to Gonzalez. And it's 16-12 or 16-10 in favor of the Rebels with a six-point lead. Back with more in 30 seconds.
Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
And we're back here, 16-10 in favor of the Rebels now as they got the five-yard touchdown from Getchell and then two-point conversion, Getchell to Gonzalez. Stage One Sound brings you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area, whether it's wedding, school dance, or party. Stage One Sound is the one to call. For more information, go to stageonesound.com. Bringing you your kickoff here. Which the kickoff coming from Caleb Whiteside. And here it comes. That one going to be fielded there by Cordham at about the 10. He'll get to the 25-yard line. It's about a 15-yard return there for Cordham on the kickoff return. All right, 6:34 to go here, although Cleveland... They like to throw here. They air the ball out. But the quarterback here, Lyons, has thrown two interceptions here today as well. He's thrown for a touchdown, but again, an interception, two interceptions here as well. As Bonsack got one, Crawford got one as well for the Rebels. Lyons is going to toss it here, and it's going to go to Bozine, and he's not going anywhere. Caught that one in the backfield, and the Rebels got him, like, right at the line. And we've got somebody down here for USC. So a Rebel player down. We'll tell you, figure out who it is, but we'll be back with more in 30 seconds.
Right now, one in three drivers are cruising around in a state of skepticism about how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells can help you get to a better state. Because Mark will talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
All right, that was Byron Getchell. He's up jogging off now to the sidelines. So he seems to be all right. Again, 16-10 our score here. 6:18 to play in the game. Rebels leading. Cleveland with the ball. And we have Lyons with Posehn behind him, or next to him. And the fake hand off. The throw is going deep, and it is almost intercepted by the Rebels. Bonsack almost got his second pick of the game as they were going deep. And that one was going to Cordham as he hit Cordham with a 31-yard touchdown back in the third quarter. All right, third and nine now from their own 26. Here's Cleveland. And he drops back once again. Some pressure, but the defender slips. And on the run here is Lyons. And he is going to get a little bit of a gain here as he's going to pick up a first down, actually. So that first down, again, brought to you by the Bago Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need, livestock supplements for any animal at the Bago Feed Store, Highway 169 in Winnebago. So there's a run of 10 yards. And they give it a quick little shovel pass to Kelly. And that's not going anywhere. The Rebels are all over that. And it's Gonzalez Mutchler there for the Rebels. Wide out comes in. And let's see who came out. 60, Ian McQueen. And there's a handoff to Posehn, and he's going nowhere. And let's see, what did he get, a yard? 2 yards, maybe. So 2 yard gain there. On a run. So third and seven, 4.5 minutes to play here in this one. As Cleveland, you know, they're not really in a hurry here, down by six, so. And we've got a false start on the Cleveland Clippers. That'll back him up now. That'll drop him back 5 yards. And the clock now will roll. 4:10 to go and counting. And we have Getchell coming back in for the Rebels, so that's a good sign. See Myron Getchell back in there. Under 4 minutes to go now. As Lyons in the shotgun, rolling it to his left. Now going back to the right, and he is almost sacked, but he gets away, and he's going to get back to about the line of scrimmage. After all that scrambling, he'll get back to about the line of scrimmage here, and it will be fourth down now. So here we go now with the 3:11 to go, counting. Clock is ticking. No urgency here from Cleveland, but 4th and 8 to go. They're going for it here. And here we go. There's the snap. Looking, and the throw is caught, or the catch is made, and it's at the sticks. So a 9-yard pass there to Cordham to keep the sticks moving here for Cleveland. So Cleveland, you know, maybe playing it cool here, knows exactly what they're doing here with the time management. And now back to pass again is Lyons. He'll throw again, and that one is broke up as number 2. Bullerman on the defensive play there, getting it knocked away. So Bullerman there with a nice defensive play, and it stops the clock on the incomplete pass. 2nd and 10 now for the Clippers. 2:42 to play as things are coming closer to an end here. Rebels hold on to a 16-10 lead. There's Lyons. He'll throw across the field to Kelly, and nothing doing there. As maybe back to the line of scrimmage on that one. So now 3rd and 10. Here for Cleveland. 2:20. As he didn't get out of bounds either, so the clock will continue to move. 2:13 and counting now. And now we have a flag, and that's going to be most likely a false start on Cleveland. And it is. The Clippers will back up 5. So, 16-10. We're at ticking down to just over 2 minutes now. And under 2 now. Here we go. 16-10. Rebel lead. Lyons. For Cleveland gets the snap. He's looking to throw, and it's an incomplete pass. He was looking to Cordham, but I think some miscommunication there because Cordham wasn't where he threw the ball. That stops the clock with 1:42 to go. Again, Rebels leading 16-10 here. It's now 4th and 14 for Cleveland on their own 44-yard line. 4th and 15. Rebels can come away with a huge stop here. And let's run this baby out. And he drops back. Here's Lyons. He chucks it up into the air, and it's caught. It is caught by Brennan Cordham on a 15. That was a 22-yard pickup. Shoot. 1st and 10 now on the 27 of USC. And we've got a timeout. More than 30 seconds.
The Fairfield County Sheriff's Department congratulates our area sports teams on another great season. Your hard work and dedication, not only on the court or on the field, along with in the classroom, will take you far into the future. The Fairfield County Sheriff's Department encourages our area residents to support our youth in all their activities. Good luck to area athletes in the tournaments from the Faribault County Sheriff's Department.
And we are back here. And again, that first down was brought to you by the Bago Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bago Feed Store, Highway 169 in Winnebago. All right, 1:34 to go. 16-10, Rebels hanging on to that six-point lead. First and 10 on the Rebel 27. Here is Cleveland. Big 22-yard pickup from Lyons to Cordham. See if the Rebels can get some pressure here on the quarterback. There's a false start, and that'll back up Cleveland 5 yards. So, that backs them up another 5 here. So, first and 15. Ball coming back to the 37. Oh, wait, 32. Because it was up, yeah. 32. It was at the 27. So back to the 32 now. Shotgun here is Lyons. And no handoff. They throw again on a slant, and it is incomplete. Going to Cordham there again, his go-to guy, it seems like here, especially in the second half. Now second and 15 on the 32. 1:29 to play. 16-10, Rebels leading here by 6. So here we go. 1:29 to go. Second and 15. Lyons in the shotgun here. In the motion is Kelly. Lyons drops back, throws it off here to Posehn. Posehn on the move, gets down to the 20. So a 12-yard pass there. It won't be a first down, though. It'll be short of that. But a 12-yard pass, and it'll bring up on the 23-yard line. Third and 6 now. So an 11-yard pass there. 1:20 to play. 3rd and 6. Ball is on the 23 of USC. Cleveland is moving here through the air with the passes. And here we go with Lyons dropping back. Looking. He'll throw. And they hit Brennan Smith, the tight end, down to the 10-yard line for a 13-yard gain. And a timeout by Cleveland. 1:12 to go. Cleveland moving the ball here on the Rebels as they're at the 10-yard line. And it will be first and goal. Can they still get a first down? I think they still can get a first without scoring a touchdown. But 1:12 to go. Timeout. More in 30 seconds.
This October, celebrate National Co-op Month with New Way K&H Cooperative. They're proud to operate by the principles that put people first. Member ownership, community focus, and shared success. As your partner in agronomy, precision ag, and energy, every decision they make is to benefit you and our local communities. From advanced agronomy and precision ag to reliable energy services, they're here to deliver solutions that strengthen our farms and our future together. At New Way K&H Cooperative, they're guided by cooperative values powered by local roots. Visit newwayknh.com to learn more.
And we're back here. Rebels holding on to a 16-10 lead. 1:12 to play. The Clippers, however, are on the 10-yard line of the Rebels. It is just first and goal. First and goal. They cannot actually get a first down without scoring. So it's first and goal at the 10. Dropping back is Lyons. He throws to the end zone, and it's... Oh, flag is thrown. A flag thrown. It was off the receiver. I think they're going to call a pass interference, but let's see. Holding on the offense. And then we've got it. So offsetting penalties So we'll offset, replay the down at first and 10. So a pass interference and then or illegal contact on the defense, but holding on the offense. So that evens that out. 106 to go. First down, first and goal here for Cleveland. Rebels lead by 6, 16-10. And the keeper now for Lions. He's still up, and he's going to get down to about the 4-yard line, so a run of about 6. Second and goal now, and he'll spike that one down. So now third and goal. Okay, so you only got 4 on that run. Actually, not 6, my bad. Thought he got past inside the 5, but they ruled him out at the 6. All right, at the 6-yard line, it's third and goal. 50 seconds to go. Rebels need to make a defensive stop. In the shotgun, there's Lyons. Looking, he's on a scramble. A sack would be huge. Almost a fumble, but a sack by Gonzalez. That was huge. A huge sack. Like I said, the defense needed to come up, and they did. Gonzalez with the sack. 31 seconds and counting. No, they can't stop the clock. It's 4th and 19. Or 4th and goal from the 19. And he throws. It is almost intercepted, but they'll shut him down on downs. The Rebels defensive stops down the stretch with 19 seconds to go. 16-10. The big sack by Isaiah Gonzalez. The clock continued to run. Cleveland had no timeouts left, and at fourth down, you can't spike it to kill the clock. So here we go. Rebels can just kneel it here. Victory formation coming for USC. And the knee goes down by Bullerman. He gives the official the ball, and the Rebels are moving on to the section championship Friday night in New Prague. They'll take on Lester Prairie or GFW. Most likely Lester Prairie because they were up 24-0 last check there. And the Rebels get the victory here 16-10 in an exciting game here in Wells between the Rebels and the Clippers. We'll be back to wrap things up from Wells here in just 2 minutes.
It's a fact. The area's complete meat processing center is the Country Butcher Shop. Whether it's beef, pork, or any other type of meat processing, they do it right at the Country Butcher Shop. Your order's cut and wrapped to your specifications. Call 525-1852 when you need your beef or pork processed. That's the Country Butcher Shop, located in Easton.
Hey, it's Ryan from Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Be prepared for the next power outage with the Generac Home Standby Generator. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. And now, for a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac Home Standby Generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Terms and conditions apply. Get your Generac Home Standby Generator from Ron's. We sell, install, and maintain Generac generators of all sizes.
Call Ron's at 507-553-5848 or visit our website at ronsphe.com. Generac, it's a power move.
Tolsman Construction of Wells wants to take a moment to congratulate the United South Central Rebels football team on another great season. Your hard work and dedication on the field shows. We ask everyone to come out and support our youth and their activities. Good luck, USC Rebels, from Tolsman Construction of Wells.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
And we are back here. The Rebels moving on, and they will face Lester Prairie. As Lester Prairie defeated GFW 39-6, the Rebels getting a 16-10 victory here this afternoon. And that's the Section 2A Championship trip to the state tournament on the line here as the Rebels will take on Lester Prairie 7 o'clock on Friday night at New Prague. So there you have it, the USC Rebels and Lester Prairie. And again, what a victory here for the Rebels today, hanging on as the Clippers were driving the ball. They make a stand as the Clippers got it down to the 6-yard line down here. And the Rebels, a big sack at the end for Isaiah Gonzalez. That was huge there and almost caused a fumble. It, the ball did come out, but the quarterback, Lyons, did fall on it. But what a sack there. That's right when the defense needed to come up huge. They did. Isaiah Gonzalez getting that sack and helping the Rebels seal the deal there. And then the defensive play to knock the ball away as well on the final fourth down to end this one. And then the Rebels, of course, kneel it down and run out the clock. So 16-10, Rebels are moving on to the section championship versus Lester Prairie. That's going to wrap it up here from Wells. And a big thank you to Katie back at our AM 1560 95.3 studios at KBW in Bloor for another awesome job making everything run real smooth here today for this ball game. And again, we want to thank all of you for listening. Thank all of our great sponsors as well as USC Rebel Football. It's brought to you by Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, State Line Cooperative, A4 Septic, Weaver's Leather Store, United Hospital District, Schroeder Electric, Wagner Seeds, Bevcom, Global Innovations Bank, Gold Eagle Cooperative, Seneca Foods, Front, Lundquist & Gustafson Law Firm, State Farm Agent Mark Schmitz of Wells, Fairfield County Sheriff's Department, New Way K&H Cooperative, the Country Butcher Shop of Easton, Ron's Plumbing, HVAC and Electric, Tolesman Construction, Elizabeth Chevrolet, M&M Insurance, Johnson Seeds of Wells VFW, brought you USC Football on KBEW. Thanks for listening, and everybody have a great afternoon.
Rewind with Gary Bryan.
it's time for this week's five coolest requests. And because it's a Halloween warm-up show, it's the terrifying telephone top five. In fifth place, this call from a very scary city called Washington, D.C.
Hey, this is Chris. I would like to dedicate this next song to a person that taught me a lot of things. Highway to Hell, AC/DC.
To number four on this week's telephone top five, and it's scary because Halloween is coming up. Here's a call from Nebraska.
Hi, Gary, Brian. My name is Tony Boating from Columbus, Nebraska. I like to hear Ghostbusters from Ray Parker Jr., and I love Rewind with Gary Brian.
If
no goes. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If you're all alone, pick up the phone and call.
Ghostbusters!
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I hear he likes to guess. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
At the terrifying telephone top five this week because Halloween is coming up. And in third place, a stalker song is requested by Las Vegas.
Hey, Gary. This is Antoine Williams calling out of Las Vegas, Nevada. I'd like to hear Every Breath You Take by the Police. And I want to dedicate it to the Rancho graduating class of 1983. We're always brothers and sisters.